grace and peace from our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In this text in the Gospel of Matthew, the 21st chapter, Jesus enters the temple, and he's been preaching and teaching. This is remembered in a series of parables. And again, the issue of authority comes up. And the chief priests and the elders at the temple want to know, by whose authority are you saying all of these radical things? By whose authority do you challenge the law? By whose authority do you question our tradition? In typical rabbi fashion, Jesus just answered the question with a question. And they're not able to answer. And the question has to do with, well, what about John? John preceded Jesus, and remember, John was a very popular prophet. The people loved John, flocked to him. In fact, he had a huge following before Jesus comes on the scene. And he asked them, the baptism of John, was it from God, or was it by human authority? Chief priests and elders immediately recognize that they've been trapped. Because if they answer that it came from God, then Jesus will ask them, why don't you believe it? And if they say that it came from people, that John was just a fraud, then the people will be upset, and again, their position will become unreal. And so in good political fashion, they say, we don't know. And then Jesus tells a parable. You know the parable about the two sons. You've maybe been one of those two sons. You know a story where you probably had it happen in your family where the father asks the one son to do something and the first son says, nah, don't really feel like it. And then later goes and does what he was asked to do. And the second, my son says, oh, sure, Dad, I'll take care of it. Don't worry. And then he goes off to Las Vegas and never completes the task. And Jesus says, which one of them did the will of the Father? Which one? And they say, well, it was the one who eventually did with the Father. And then Jesus to his father. Well, one really fine commentator on this particular parable, Carl Jacobson, notes that the parable, as we listen to it, really begs us to ask ourselves the question, which of the sons are we? Both as individuals and as the Christian church. Which one are we? Are we that group of people who always seem willing? You betcha we're going to take care of it. We're going to do it. We're going to follow Jesus. And then we go off and do our own thing. Or are we the ones who say, you know, it's really, really busy. I'm not going to talk to this. I've got other things I've got to do. I've got appointments. But then eventually figures out, I need to do what needs to be done. It's an uncomfortable question, isn't it? Because probably at some point in your life, you have been both. You have been both. At the core of the question is, what authority does God have in your life? And the life in the Christian community. Jesus points out to the chief priests and the elders that while God has ultimate authority in life and everything, that they have at times simply chosen to ignore God. That's the whole point of the prophets, right? Every single prophet has the same message. People of Israel, you have not worshipped the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and you have not taken care of the widows, and you have have not taken care of the children, and you have been unjust. You haven't listened to God. The God who told you in God's authority to do these things, you have ignored. That's what Jesus responds. But where did the authority come from? So, picture yourself driving down Alameda Boulevard, late Sunday afternoon, even this afternoon, if you like, and as you drive along, there comes behind you a white Crown Victoria with blue stripes. Now, if you're like me, you get a little nervous. You haven't done anything, but you're pretty sure you have. And then there's these little lights on top of that blue and white Crown Victoria with a little shield on the side. Now, when those little lights start to go around, what do you do? Well, first you go, yeah! And then you pull over. Why? Why do you pull over? Because you're sure they must be talking to you, but why? So who cares? If it was a yellow Honda with no lights and some guy screaming, "Hey, pull over!" Would you stop? Why not? Because the police car has
authority.
Who gave the police car the authority? Who gave the police car the authority? Big mistake.
Simply giving lip service to God.
Is God really authoritative in our lives? Not in that kind of, oh, we're afraid of God. I love the issue of the kids' response. Why do your parents have authority? Because they might hurt us. Do we have that same childish, not childlike, the childish understanding of our authority to God? We obey God because God might hurt us? No. You see, Jesus in this parable turns authority on its head. Paul says it wonderfully in the little hymn that he quotes in the Philippians reading. You heard it. Paul doesn't obey God or obey Christ because God's going to come down with lightning bolts and blow us up, turn on little blue lights with the ecclesiastical police and pull us over for improper prayers. That's a problem for clergy who are afraid we're not doing the liturgy quite right. Instead, it says, let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same be the same mind in you that was in Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave. Jesus will come to help us understand that the authority of God is not made with power and force, but with the death on the cross. The authority of Jesus is not in that he points in God's power and that God will force us to do and then to do what God wants us to do, and if we don't, God will destroy us, but instead, Jesus dies. The authority of the church is not built on tons of doctrine and complicated issues. It's not built on fancy dress or nice worship spaces. The authority of the church comes when we live out hearts and hands and feet and voices emptying out ourselves in the same cruciform lifestyle as Jesus. Frankly, the authority of the church, the authority of the Christian church, maybe is rightfully challenged because we've gotten caught up in the trappings. We've misunderstood where our authority originates. Our authority to love, forgive, and heal. Change the world, to transform pain into joy, and sorrow into celebration, hopelessness into hopefulness, comes not from us, but from the cross, where God emptied God's self out, that we might find life. So by whose authority does Jesus say these things? By the authority of the God who has sentenced his only Son to die that we might live. From the authority of people who have chosen in crazy humility to follow that Christ. And to be transformed in him for the sake of the world. No blue lights, no hash marks, no fear of retribution, no worry of being thrown into jail, but an emptying of the pitcher for the sake of the world. So by whose authority do you go from this place to bring life to the world? The authority of the risen Christ, who gives you peace and hope and joy.